A national homeschool advocacy group has joined efforts by Dayton Public Schools to have Ohio lawmakers install more protections for homeschooled children. That follows the recent death of a 10-year-old Dayton boy. Dakota Collins died in December, a year and a half after relatives pulled him out of the district to be homeschooled. Police say he suffered from years of extreme abuse by his father. A teacher at Collins' school had called authorities in 2018. Rachel Coleman from the Coalition for Responsible Home Education says more state oversight could save lives.
We generally recommend that the child welfare system be involved in these discussions, as they often know what they see on the ground.
Coleman says Ohio does require a home check every year. She recommends an analysis before a family begins homeschooling to find any risk factors. Debbie Holmes, WOSU News.